S.
So everybody was tripping yesterday when I was talking about my retail nightmares. Like, yeah. You know, there's one place where we go, you know, and they're supposed to open up right at 6 o'clock, you know, and they're not. And they're, you see them in there, you know, moving stuff around. As soon as I walk in, I start taking, you know, the chairs off the tables and stuff to try to help them move along the process.
Got you.
You know, because, yes, I am impatient. I have to be honest with you. I just sit there and especially when people come into work and then say, I haven't checked in yet.
Right.
And like, look at, wait a minute.
What do you want me to do?
Yeah, I'm the customer.
You know, we didn't name them, but people knew who they were. Somebody tweeted something.
Very hidden. It's
unfair. I mean, that's crazy. You know what? I hate when I'm in that convenience store and you know you run in and run out.
You ain't running in
and running
out.
And the line is 10 people in line and the other person over here making coffee or sweeping the floor.
Right, exactly.
I'm like, hey, we need you on a register
exactly.
right now.
Absolutely. You know what I hate? You know what happened to me the other day? Shopping in the store. I've been in a dressing room for about 10 minutes trying on stuff. I heard somebody else come in. She's like, would you like something to drink? I'm like, hey, bitch. I'm thirsty.
Right. Yes, you are thirsty.
What about me? What? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not worthy?
Nope.
That's how you got your husband. You were real thirsty.
Thirsty.
Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Goodbye. Hello. Good morning. Hello. What you hate about retail? You're going to figure out.
It's coming.
It's coming, yeah. You'll hear that in about a minute. Good morning. Hello.
Yes.
What you
I hate
about?
It when I have to go in the store and there's 20 people in line all playing the lottery and retailers popping bubble gum and you trying to get up just to pay for apple juice.
But you know what? You are right. Because then they're like, and give me number 32. No. I don't want 32. I don't want 32.
Right.
Because that's my mom's ex's boyfriend's birthday.
Right.
So give me 33. They're holding up the line.
And every time.
All you're trying to do is get some cheese and crackers.
And just when you thought he was done, he said, wait, now put these $2 on 32.45
right.
for me.
Right. Holding up the line.
Let me play tomorrow number right now.
Windows for that.
Right.
Yeah, you do. A lot of people do, though. A lot of people have somebody that does that, especially on Wednesdays or whatever days they do the lotto.
Good morning. Hello.
Yes, hi. Good morning.
Yes, your retail nightmare story. Go ahead.
Yes, I hate in a grocery store when the worker is standing there and the self-checkout line for people that have 10 items and under will allow people to get in line with like 50, 60 items in their cart. And people are standing behind them frustrated because they're like, why are you here?
I'm guilty of that. I just ring up 15 at a time and I'll pay for it and then ring up another
15. What's wrong
15.
With you?
Man, they hate people like you.
Yeah, we don't like you.
Hey, I saw that the other day in the grocery store. I was yelling World Star because I thought people was getting ready to fight.
Yeah.
Because the line usually is back a little bit. And
what do you call those
people? Walk up into the front.
What do you call those people that shop at the counter?
I don't know. What do you call them?
You know how you put it? See, that's what I do. I'll get in line and I'll put all my stuff up on the tray and then I'll go get something like, oh, I forgot
my
oatmeal.
I forgot this.
Oh, they'll put your stuff away. They'll put it to the side and you'll come back and you'll be like,
I told
you
a story about
that. That's why you get in fights. That's exactly right.
Move my cart.
Well, you stay your butt in line.
All right. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes.
Comedian Judy B. out of Cincinnati. I can't stand when the retail worker don't know how to do retail. They're bringing up your stuff at the speed of 12.
They're doing what?
One item. I said they're bringing up your stuff at the speed of 12, bringing up your stuff at every 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And here's what I hate. I hate is that the barcode doesn't register. So they keep trying over and over.
Yes.
And then they got to type it in, but they just can't really see the number, so they got to get their daggone glasses and look at it.
And then they're going like, hey, can you give me a hey, listen, I saw it was $1.98.
Yeah, it's just a potato, ma'am. Can you just put just whatever.
Damn it.
Are you kidding?
Remember,
it's an apple.
Pay about an hour.
Whatever.
Price check.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, go ahead, please.
I want to come from a different perspective. I used to be a manager in retail, and I used to hate getting, calls to customer service. We need a manager because that means I'm about to get yelled at by somebody.
You know it's about to be a problem.
Yeah, and then it would be something stupid. Like, people would try to return items, but they wouldn't have the item. They would just have the empty package. And I'm like, I can't return.
What?
Right.
Who would do that?
It happens every day.
Yeah. And like, well, why the razor blades got to be behind the counter over here?
I throw them away. It wasn't any good.
What's that all about?
You know what I hate? When you go to the store and it's like on a Saturday, you know how they have all the free samples?
Right.
And they're like, you know, I have Jerry with me. He wants 2 or 3. Did you already get one? I'm like, maybe he didn't get to taste
it.
He needs another one.
Wow. Tweet, tweet.
Yeah. Ike Magnifico says, when the cashier does not put my change in my hand.
I don't want them to touch my hand, though.
I don't really want anybody touching my hand.
Just cultures, drop it in there.
Some cultures, they don't touch hands.
Mm-hmm. I don't like anybody touching my hand.
Yeah, right. You know, but what if they just throw it against the wall? Go find your chain.
What? You don't
do
touching
that. Touching people all day. Don't touch
when
me.
They have people.
Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, what's up? This is D from Cincinnati. Right.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Man, I was talking about fast food real quick. I hate when people get into fast food and they order, like, everything on the menu and it's only two people in there. If you want all that stuff, go inside.
Yeah.
Or when they pull up at McDonald's and they don't know what they want. What? The McDonald's menu has been the same for 50 years.
Not necessarily when McRibs come back.
Right. Oh, yeah, they got the new Mighty Wings. Not trying to be rude, says, I hate when the person in front or back of me is so pressed to put that divider on the counter when it's not needed. Like, really, ma'am?
Right.
Let's see. Yankee Tooth says, I hate it when people finish pumping their gas. They finish pumping their gas, and then they go inside to buy some. Aww. Move your car and let me pump.
What I hate is, like, when I'm checking out at the grocery store, mm-hmm. the cashier decides, oh, gonna have a barbecue today? What you cooking? Oh, I should invite myself. I'm
right, like,
I'm just trying to get out of here.
Can I go?
Hey, you know what I hate? When you have people behind you who think that if they get closer to you, that the line is going to move faster.
Right.
I hate that.
Breathing
I'd be like,
down
back
your
up,
neck.
Joe.
You got to know the boundaries there. Good morning. Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
All right. Hey. Go ahead.
Hey, listen. This ever happened to y'all? I went to the convenience store or whatever. And when I get up to the register, it's like this lady that works is waiting on me. Like, she had just left a cookout herself. She back this joint eating ribs. She got, like, napkins. She got a big old cup of Kool-Aid.
Yeah, you go in this grocery store in the hood.
Yeah, you in the hood. Especially at Kool-Aid.
It's okay, man. It happens. Yeah, they back there eating and then checking out your stuff.
I hate when they look at you through the crack. Like, yeah, I'm eating. You can see them eating.
I'm on
like,
my break.
Yeah, like, they're waiting on you to say something to them.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes.
I hate when the person that's checking you out is shopping out of your bag. Oh, I didn't know we had these. Well, where did you find this at?
Don't you,
are you supposed to know where they are?
Right. That's hilarious. Ain't that something? They do that on a regular.
Tweet, tweet.
CJ28 said, what about those customers who get to the register and their credit cards decline? They start looking for other ways of pay.
Run it through
again. Oh, well, let's try this credit card. No, you know it wasn't in there.
They try to call the bank right there.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, call the bank because this is, you got to be, are you serious?
Or they want to get in an argument over a gift card that they're using. No, I had $33.13 more cents. I'm sorry, no, you didn't. Yes, I did.
Zero
get the manager. I'm like, okay. That's when you start gathering your items, put them back in there, and get into another line.
Go to another line.
What about morning? Hello?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead, please.
I hate it when the price check is down.
The price check is down.
I don't know. Oh, because they
Kmart, they have them on the wall where you can.
Tweet. Welch 76 says, I hate it when sales clerk ask me 100 times, do I need help, and follow me around. I know they're doing it because I'm Asian.
Probably.
That's why I'm tripping.
I hate when someone comes up to the register with 50 stuff, and then when they get the total, they're like, well, take that back.
I don't want that.
I only got $20, but I want to see how much I can get.
What's worse is when somebody has a whole bunch of groceries, and they want to say, I think you double charged me for a couple of things.
And then you go through the whole receipt.
Oh, no. What about the person that look? Rain this up first. I'm going to pay for this. Right. And then I'm going to pay for this.
And I want these in separate bags. Yeah,
and I got cash for this. And put this on the card.
Wait a minute. Here's my 1,000 coupons.
Right. Scan this one.
You guys are haters. I be using my coupons.
No, that expired yesterday. Why? I just got the expire yesterday.
Right?
It just came today.
Coupons at bomb.com. Y'all better quit tripping.
Good morning. Hello.
Yes, I hate going into the store, and it's like you're being stalked when you go in. You're just browsing for clothes, and a lady comes up real polite.
Honey,
she says,
they know you're in there stealing.
Did you take the stuff out your purse?
No, I'm fine. And then I just keep going, and then next.
You know you've been stealing. They've been watching you for months.